took myself, my Sanderson Ford pickup, and I drove myself to the far eastern edge of the great state of Arizona, touring this last week, Apache and Greenlee County. In the article we write this week, we interview all of our employees and ask them for their favorite locations. When it came to writing my favorite location, I wasn't willing to disclose it. I love all of you. I love seeing you all at home shows. But I love my out-of-the-way, private, rural, country favorite spots. And I love getting there and being alone. It's my little getaway. In the newsletter, there's actually a photograph I took of Tuesday morning sunrise. And I made a mistake. There's actually a mountain there. You can identify where it is. I shouldn't have included that mountain. We're here talking this hour about all of the great things to introduce newcomers to as it relates to the state of Arizona. If you've lived here and not been around the state, you're missing a bunch. And one of the things we wanted to do was bring in Miss Becky Blaine from the Arizona Office of Tourism. Miss Becky, welcome to Rosie on the House. We appreciate you carving out some time on this Saturday morning to visit with us.
Absolutely. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Y'all's website. I love y'all's website. Talk a little bit about what, I was just harassing Roger Naylor for his job. I could harass you for your job, too. I mean, you got one of the greatest jobs on the planet.
I absolutely do. And so does Roger. I mean, we are very lucky to live in Arizona and just be surrounded by such, you know, natural beauty all the time. It really is breathtaking no matter what part of the state you travel to. But we've put together some great ideas for family travel, especially during this holiday season. You know, if the kids are on break from school and you want to get out of the house and go explore, we've got some great options for everybody.
You really do. We were talking about some of the ideas for showing visitors, family visitors, the great aspects of Arizona. Do you have a favorite little family outing locations?
So there's a couple that you were just mentioning about some of your, you know, favorite private spots out in the country. And one of my favorites is going up to like the Pine and Strawberry area, up on the Mogollon Rim, and visiting the Pine Creek Lavender Farm. The Strawberry Inn is so adorable, and it's just such a cute little area of our state, and great small towns, fun people. But of course, you know, everybody wants to see the Grand Canyon at least once, you know, and check it off their bucket list. We did just get snow, a dusting of snow in northern Arizona yesterday.
Yes.
And so if you have not traveled up to the South Rim to get a look at the canyon with a dusting of snow, you are missing out. It is absolutely beautiful and so amazingly different to see this time of year. So we highly recommend that. You know, the North Rim is closed for the winter until May 15th, so the South Rim is open, and it's just great. And the kids can do activities. They can become junior rangers. They can earn their certificate and get a badge and be sworn in. It's just a really great program, you know, for the whole family. And then we do have a very helpful first-timers guide on visitarizona.com as well, so you can read up and plan your trip.
That's an awesome guide. I don't think people understand how much we've got here.
No, and so diverse, too, when you think about the topography. And, you know, people are always amazed when we tell them we make wine in Arizona. They're like, how do you grow grapes in the desert? Like, well, we have very different elevations across the state, and, you know, visiting our wine trails and our small towns, those are great areas to check out as well. If you're up north too, Flagstaff is always great. They have so many great holiday activities, the Holiday Parade of Lights. Little America has a great display, the North Pole Experience up there too. They have a few tickets available. We looked for upcoming dates and time. And of course, the New Year's Eve pine cone drop at the Weatherford Hotel in downtown is always great. But if snow is not your thing, you can head south to Tucson. Have you checked out the new Gem and Mineral Museum yet?
I not since it's reopened. I have not.
Yeah, so it's great, and it's an active research facility. It's open. The museum is open to the public, so you can see gems and minerals from Arizona and Mexico, housed in the recently renovated, beautiful, historic Pima County Courthouse. If you are a fan of Spanish Revival architecture, you have to just see the building itself as well. But the exhibits are just top-notch in the Gem and Mineral Museum. And of course, too, if you're down in Tucson, families always love the Pima Air and Space Museum. It's a great outing. They have 5 different hangars, over 300-plus aircraft. So that really makes for a fun trip.
I haven't been there since I was 10, and I still remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is such a great museum. And if anybody loves planes or they just love history in general, it's really, really a great museum to check out.
Let me add something else, the Titan Missile Museum.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
cool.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Jennifer and I just saw that for the first time 2 months ago, and it was spectacular. And on that route, Arizona homeowners, if you're listening, Becky's talking about touring in, about, and around Tucson. You would be doing yourself a disfavor by not going south on I-19 and getting into Tubac. Even take Madera Canyon Road over the mountains and get into Sonoyta. That whole La Paz, Cochise, county area.
Santa Cruz.
It's Santa Cruz. Oh man, it's just some of the prettiest corner of all of Arizona. And talk about big skies and beautiful places to see, explore, hike, good dining, nice lodging. I think it's one of the underutilized corners of the whole state.
I absolutely agree. It is such a gorgeous area. And Madera Canyon too, if you love birding, it's a great area. For checking out all the different species of birds, hummingbirds especially as well, but great hiking. And as you said, the vistas and the views, it's unbelievable. And it's a part of Arizona that I think people don't realize, you know, is even there. When you look at pictures and things like that, people always say, that's Arizona. It's just beautiful rolling grasslands and hills and surrounded by the mountains. Oh, it's breathtaking.
It really is. Miss Becky Blaine, from Arizona Office of Tourism. One, I'm extremely envious of your job position. You're doing a fabulous job. We do everything we can to promote travel to the four corners of Arizona. Before you go out looking for something to do somewhere else, look for something in Arizona. It is a fabulous state. I know in your position, you are surprised all the time when I meet homeowners who have been in Arizona 5 years, 8 years, 15 years, and they've never even seen the Grand Canyon. It absolutely blows me away.
Yeah, we have so much to do and see here. It really is, you know, something for everyone and great opportunities all around the state. And we have a lot of great resources and information on our website, too. You can visit visitarizona.com is our main page, or azroadtrips.com too. And we have a lot of great suggested itineraries already mapped out for you.
There are Arizona State Travel Guide maps. There's Arizona Visitor Information Center locations. Tons of information at tourism.az.gov is one of the sites for the Office of Tourism specifically. But you mentioned another one as well.
Yeah, visitarizona.com is okay for the traveling public, and azroadtrips.com, too, has a lot of the great suggested itineraries and driving routes that we've already done the hard part and figured it all out and made the suggested stops for you.
Becky, you don't have any inside information on when some of the reservation destinations might be reopening, do you?
So we do have a list on our website. If you click on the banner on the homepage, there's a red banner with the COVID-19 updates. We do keep a list of the tribal lands, openings and closures, and try and keep that as up-to-date as possible. A lot of the tribes that do have tourism attractions are still running with maybe a 50% capacity restriction to keep the community safe. They do require masking and things like that. So just make sure that you plan ahead. You can take a look on the website for that tribal opening and closure list that we have. But there are, you know, a lot of great, beautiful scenic spots, and the history and culture is just amazing with our 22 tribal nations. So we encourage everyone to get out and learn more about that history and culture as well.
And you don't have to travel to see neat things either. You know, there's a lot of things like the Mystery Castle at South Mountains opened up again. Yeah. That had been closed for a little while. If you go to Rails to Trails, it is really expanded from what it started as, where it was just repurposing old train tracks to trails. And you were talking about accessibility, mm-hmm. talking about flat, you know, finding old train mm-hmm. track to walk on.
Yeah.
There's a link to the app called Trail Link. And, you know, I'm just scrolling through, and I put in Phoenix and Tucson. There's all kinds of maps or trails inside the metropolitan areas.
Oh, yeah.
Maricopa County has a great trail system, too, surrounding the whole valley.
And the Payson area trails. And they've got the Prescott Corridor trails and the Tucson circumference trail.
You know, I think as you think forward to the next year, you know, sometimes we're just in the grind. And we don't anticipate or plan going out unless we're having company. So, you know, make yourself a gift of planning a trip for this year to get out and enjoy it, because there really is so much. And it's just, you know, memories are worth $1 million. Get out and make a memory.
Miss Becky, can't thank you enough for joining us. Let us hear that website one more time.
Sure. VisitArizona.com and AZRoadTrips.com.
Love it. Thanks a million for taking the time to come share with our listeners the information y'all secure away at those two locations. Arizona Office of Tourism, Miss Becky Blaine. Thank you, Becky.
Thank you.
You know, I see people move here that are surprised how much open country we have. I've also experienced with our middle daughter, our younger daughter, just the opposite. She grew up here, moved to the Minneapolis area, took out a Minnesota map, drew a circle on the map. I'd like to go camp there.
Because that's what you do when you live in Arizona.
That's what
we have
do.
All this open land. Do you have numbers on that? It's huge.
Not off top of my head.
Not everybody likes to go to, you know, there's times in your life where you just want to go be quiet and you can find a place. So you just pick a dot on the map and you go. So,
I think it's like a third, a third, a third. A third Indian Res, a third BLM, and then a third private.
Well, so
but even on the private, a lot of it's like ranch leases that you can still hike on.
Yeah. So Julia transplants to Minnesota, and she draws this circle on a Minnesota map and says, hey, gang, we're all going to go camp up at this spot.
And her husband's not a camper. So she packs the car, she makes all the food, does all the shopping. She's got everybody crammed in, including the big black lab.
Big Jack. Did she take the rabbit? Usually the rabbit has to go because nobody else there to feed it. So they've got this Suburban packed to the ceiling with people, camping gear, and head out to this red circle on the map. There is no place to camp.
Well,
they drive
around till
10:30 at night to find a motel.
Well, the maps showed places to go, and she would get there, and they'd been grown over. Nobody had maintained them. So there was, you know, and so it's getting darker and darker. The kids are hungry. The husband's crying, you know. So they finally at 10 o'clock decide to go to a hotel. And, you know, everybody was a little ticked at mom, but a little different.
Oh, man, it is what it is.